哎呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿，哎呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿。Elder Voices, a window to the past, a door to the future.
Ay, 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 hey, ay, ay, hey.
My name is Ethel Adams. Before I get my husband, my last name was Dewey, Ethel Ruth Dewey. And I was born in Koyuk, September 14, 1932. My Eskimo name is Yayuk. Our dad died when we was young, and we had to try to help our mom. She don't work. She just tried to help us on the food and everything. She used to go berry picking, you know, where there's lots of berries, they put tent where there's lots of berries and barrels, so we can pick berries. When we fill our buckets, we go down to the tent and fill them in a barrel. And when we fill the barrels, we just leave them there, because there was hardly any berries long ago, like it's right now, can't leave nothing out, the berries go to eat. Winter time, when they want to eat berries, they go get the berries dog team, put them in the sled and bring them home. We don't use our oil stove like we do right now. We would try to go get wood down the beach with gunny sack and bring them home so our mama would be real happy that she's gonna have wood burning day and night. We used to be real cold because we don't have no oil like as we do right now. During the night when we don't have no wood in the stove, the house would be real cold, the windows real white. We have to try to put our fingers there and melt the snow so we could look out. And I'm the only girl in the family right now. But there's Alfred, Kenneth, Swanson, Gabriel. I don't have no mom and dad right now. Lots of people always ask me how old I was, and they always say, how come you never get gray hair? I tell them, well, I don't know, maybe just like my mom. Mom, she had no gray hair for a long time too. I never go high school, or I just go up to only seventh grade. That's how come my language not good all the time. When I first go to school, I don't remember how we start go to school, but I remember when my mother wake wake us up. The house used to be cold. I remember we tried to go by the stove where it's warmer and tried to dress up. We don't use boots like us right now, only mukluks. Sometimes maybe we got shoes, all right, or I don't know what kind of, I can't remember. My mom, she need help. So we go to White Mountain, all right, for high school. So I come home and help her, be with her. Me and my husband get married in October 16, 1949. That man just died not too long ago. He used to ask us, how did you find Alfred? I'd never say nothing to him because he was a pastor. But I don't know. Maybe he find me, I guess. Right now, I'm real forgetful. Our anniversary last October, October 16, 54 years, but we spent our anniversary in Nome. I had pneumonia. Alfred escorted me. He stayed with Donna, our daughter in Nome. He had only warm jacket. He too much go back and forth to hospital, but he get cold and get sick. He called the health nurses that his breathing was no good. So we spent our 54 years anniversary in the hospital. We had lots of children. I had 10 children, but one died before she was born. Most of them died too, but I have Dennis, Donna, Dorothy, and Jeannie. Four of them living now, lots of grandchildren. And we try to let them have everything, food to eat. I'm glad I have lots of children like this, grandchildren. They help. I just know about all my grandchildren. They make a lot of noise in the family. It's like the house is real rough. Big waves just like in there, in the house. And when they go home, just like in the house, get real. When our kids get a little bit older, we would go set up tent and go tramp. My husband used to tramp for lynx. We would go camp for 3-4 days, leave the kids in the home. My husband go hunt like caribou or moose, ptarmigan, all them animals to eat. And we don't have no freezers that time. Yeah, we just salt them. And dry fish, summertime we make dry fish, cut them and hang them and dry them. Like a fish rack. Tarp over so the rain won't get them, the dry fish. When I got seal oil, I make dry fish soaked in seal oil. And the kids sure like them, even whale meat, black meat. We make enough dry fish, sometimes over 200. When the kids stomach get bigger, we get about 300 dry fish. Summertime, we got the bear fishing camp up there by Musbola. After our 4th of July or before 4th of July, we go to our fish camp. Alfred set net next day, go check the net and bring some fish, and we cut them up. My girls help me wash them up and hang them in a fish rack. Winter time, we have lots of dry fish to eat after we make summertime dry fish. I never do any kind of work. Sometimes I try to sell, make parkies, hats, gloves, socks, sell them and get little money. I babysit most of the time, and just like I house, can start my sewing even though I got lots of things to make, too many things to take care of kids. When we first get no machine, me and my husband go upriver, someplace up there landing. It was real clear ice, brand new snow machine and a sled. I was riding in a sled. The sled tip over. And the runner go on my feet here, let it run. And I still have the problem right now. Always really bother me when I stand up too long. Sometimes when I get up, I was hurt, I have to limp. When the Eskimo doctor, about over a year ago, I let her touch my feet. Your feet, your bones are off joint. It still hurt right now. Yeah, but she fixed it that time. It was good, all right. When I first go to Anchorage, it was kind of dark, and I see lots of light. First time I'm gonna land to big city, lots of lights. It was real exciting, lots of things to see. I don't remember how old I was. They call me to a Nome hospital to go check up. And when they send me to Anchorage for operation, that's where I go. And when we go AFN, we go Anchorage. Oh, we don't go visit only when they invite people or get together, or when there's death, somebody die, we go funeral. When it's winter time, we go by no machine, all right? But now when we get old, I guess we go by plane. I always be real happy to come back to home wherever I go. When it's holiday in my married life, Christmas coming, we used to try to scrape seal skin so I can make boots for them kids. That's what we used to do, make boots before Christmas. Sometimes they hang lots of seal skins after they scrape them and color them, you know, red. They used to play games long ago in our community. I remember it used to be in the army over there, but it's not there no more. Lots of people in there would play all kinds of Eskimo games. We go to church all the time before games, like they do right now. The kids around here, they don't listen now. They don't listen now, even you tell them not to do this and that. It's like they don't listen. Not like as long ago. So I was thinking about those old people like my aunties, my mom. Lots of ladies, all right, long ago. I used to be with my grandma, stay with her. And I learned lots of things, what she always tell me. I still know what to do. My grandma and my aunts used to teach me how to sew, and she always tell me stories and how to do this and that on food and bear picking and everything. Carl Awinona, he was preaching, and he invited the people to come up and accept Jesus in their heart. At the time, I let Jesus come into my heart, and it's real good. I try to tell my children, grandchildren about Jesus too. I always tell them, before you kids might get sick sometimes, and God have Jesus in your heart.
I'm Alfred Adam from Koyuk, and I was born here in Koyuk, August 12, 1927. I had four sisters and one brother. Only one is living now, just older than me. Oh, we used to play football outdoors down the river, and we play baseball, called lap game. It's a baseball with a ball, and with a bat we make line on both sides. When we bat, we have to cross to the other side before somebody hit us with that ball and try to go back, and somebody have to bat some more. Three times they have to bat. Summertime, wintertime, we play football down the river. We make our own sleds and slide down on the hill, and skis. Me and my friend used to make skis out of them barrels, wooden barrels. They're already bended, and we just drop on them and we slide on the hill real fast. We slide sometimes all winter, play outdoors. They used to play games long ago with when them old people were alive. They used to show us how to play games. Sometimes we put a rope on our ceiling, and you have to do all kinds of games with that rope. We go to grade school in that first school long ago. They never used to have oil stove. They used to use only wood stove. And they have to burn wood in that heater for the school. There was Miss Clem. There was lots of teachers before, but I just forget their names. I never go other place for school, only here. I just follow the other boys that go hunting and I learn how to hunt with them. We used to hunt seal sometime, me and my other friend. One time we went down hunting seal. We never used to have dog feed for our dogs, and we had to get seal to feed our dogs. And so we went down, me and my friend, and then I shot a, we were way out there. It was floating, and we tried to get it under water with kayak. I had to tie my friend's kayak with a long rope so he wouldn't drift out, and he go get that uruk, that big seal, and we pull it up. We cut it first, and we go home. Everybody was real happy when we get home. They were glad to eat meat. It never used to have caribou around here before. They used to be way out in the country, way away from Koyuk, way up on Garlic River, wintertime. Now there's lots of caribou all over, traveling. We have to hunt lots and get the food, take care of the dogs. Summertime, we get lots of fish. Summertime, make dry fish and cook for our dogs with our fish, everything, and hunt seal for blubber. We used to have dog teams long ago. We used to have good dog teams. No machines tried to come around, and we had to get rid of our dogs. We shouldn't kill them that time. We should have kept them. But we didn't know about this Iditarod race. Long ago, they never used to come all the time, the airplanes. Sometimes they used to land down the river, and while everybody was in school, the teacher used to let all the kids go down to the airplane. Even the school is on. It was good for them, I guess, to learn about airplanes in a way. When my missionary pastor asked my wife how she find me, his name was Slugo, Howard Slugo. He died a few years ago. We was going to get married in Haycock, but Ethel was underage that time. They had to let him get married by a pastor. So that commissioner in Haycock didn't want to marry us because she was underage. He said, we have to let the pastor do it in Koyuk. So we did that. It was about 1940s. I used to work in Nome. I used to work in the dredges, and I used to work for that mining camp. I used to drive cattle all the time. I used to carry the men in a wagon with a cart and bring them out for where they work, where they drive the points. And after that, I started working in the dredge. I have to work in the dredge by shift, sometimes day shift, sometimes afternoon shift, sometimes night shift. Lots of people I work with, you know, work and have camp. We used to clean up in the dredge, and when they're cleaning up, they have to have a guard with a shotgun, you know, to watch people when they're cleaning up. They used to follow the gold, and that man used to carry shotgun all the time. I thought it was kind of funny because I don't know if somebody wants to steal the gold. I was working in that airport too when they make that airport, and you know, with my other friend from here at COIL. They make that hospital way afterwards, but there was an old hospital. I was in the board for a long time, over 20 years. We go meetings all the time, every 2 or 3 months. And no, sometimes we go Anchorage. Hunting is lots of fun, hunting moose, summertime, and fishing, big dry fish, all kinds of dried fish, and hunt whale. The belugas, not them real big whales. We hunt them small whales, them belugas. Hunt seal too. We used to hunt from here up in that other river across there. Sometimes we have to camp for almost 1 week by dock team. We take our camp and we have to take lots of grub to stay up there while we're hunting. Hunt caribou, real good meat. It's got lots of animals to hunt around here and lots of changes. Young people should listen to their elders, because the elders know what they were doing before and what not to do. I'm a choir leader for the church. We also have choir practice around here in our house every Sunday. I play guitar since I was really young. When I was working in Nome, I used to have guitar, and when I went into the army, I had the guitar. I take my guitar along, and I used to sing those songs, all kinds of songs. I like singing for church now. Most of the songs we know can play any kind of song with a guitar. We get the songs ready first, the songs we're going to sing, and then give all the choir members a songbook, and we start singing them, and then we sing them in the church, in programs or in services.
You've been listening to Elder Voices, a production of KNOM.